Welcome to the Diamonds Forever 30-Minute World News Update with Intel and More from Captain and Company. Today is January 17th, and we welcome you to our call. Elizabeth?
Okay, good evening, everyone. I hear little clicks here. So welcome to the World News 30-Minute Weekly Update with Captain and Intel and Diamonds Forever Call, with the Diamonds Forever Call. I keep hearing clicking. That must be somebody. Oh, darn. Okay, let's go to the first story here. Sorry, guys. Okay. Judy, are you there? It keeps clicking.
I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting for this to come up. I'm sorry, you guys. I am not prepared. Do you hear that click?
I heard that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay, first story, and then we'll go to Captain, and then whatever. We'll go back and forth. That's weird. Is it? Maybe that's your. Is that your line, Captain? Clicking? Oh well. Okay. Sorry, guys. Are you there?
My line is muted. My line is muted.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. I found this story. Oh, it's by Elizabeth Howell. Space.com. Saturday, January 12th, 2013. What about this, guys? Amateur astronomers discover 42 alien planets. A team of amateurs has discovered evidence for 42 alien planets, including a Jupiter-sized world that could potentially be habitable by sifting through data from a NASA spacecraft. 40 volunteers with the Crowdsourcing Planet Hunters Project discovered the new planet candidates, which include 15 potentially habitable worlds and PH2B, a Jupiter-sized planet that the team confirmed to be in the habitable zone of its parent star. This is the second time Planet Hunters Project, which is overseen by Zooniverse, has confirmed a new exoplanet discovery. What's more, several candidate planets found by the project may be in the habitable zones of their planet stars, parent stars. These candidates are awaiting confirmation by professional astronomers. To you, Captain or Judy, whoever's next.
Do you want me to talk about the inauguration?
Sure. Well, let's say that towards the second half of the story so people can remember.
Well, Captain, go on. That's all I have.
Okay. All right, Judy, I would go on. And, Judy, when you do talk, just speak a little louder so everybody can hear you. But can you hear me nice and clear?
Yeah, and give a little, but save some for a couple more times, too. We'll do round robin, okay?
Okay, well, very, very good. What I want to tell everybody is this. Here's a little bit of homework assignment for everybody, just in case you may get an itch to want to do some research. Did you know that every single president that we had in this country, the United States, they all have been left-handed? Not one president ever been right-handed. They've all been left-handed. And the reason why they've been left-handed, because left-handed president was very calm and collected and cool individuals. They think on a rational side. If we ever had elected a right-handed president, they will become very much emotional and not thinking. And just think, if we had a right-handed president, we would have, more than likely, a nuclear war. Okay? So something to think about. Okay? So,
how did you find that a little fact out?
Every president that this country has ever had have all been left-handed. The current president, Barack Obama, is left-handed.
I saw him sign something today. He's left-handed.
That's right.
Or the other day.
Exactly.
But how did you find out this left-handed thing?
I'm going to talk about that in a few seconds here. Clinton is left-handed. George W. Bush was left-handed. Ronald Reagan was left-handed. And so on and so on and so on. So where you can find this information is you can Google it and put it in left-handed president. And it will list all the presidents who are left-handed. And that means every last one of them. Even Lincoln was left-handed. Wow. Well, that's something to think about.
Well, that's good,
it
Captain.
On to Judy.
Let me add this first, Captain, since you added that story. I have a little one to add to we're on this subject. It says, have you ever wondered what happened to the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence? Five signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons serving in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. They signed and they pledged their lives, their futures, and their sacred honor. What kind of men were they? 24 were lawyers and jurists. 11 were merchants. 9 were farmers and large plantation owners, men of means, well-educated. But they signed the Declaration of Independence, knowing full well that the penalty would be death if they were captured. Find out here. Nice sight. Okay. I just add that little tidbit to you, Judy.
You want me to do the inauguration piece now? Elizabeth?
Okay, let's wait. I got another one up. Sorry. Okay, I forgot about that. Sorry. Okay, here's one posted January 14th. Cease and desist orders against J.P. Morgan for immediate release. The Federal Reserve Board on Monday issued 2 consent cease and desist orders against J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, New York, New York, a registered bank holding company. The first order requires J.P. Morgan Chase to take corrective action to continue ongoing enhancements to its risk management program and its finance and internal audit functions, particularly in regard to JPM's chief investment office. The board's order follows the disclosure of significant losses in a large synthetic credit portfolio that was managed by the CIO, and it goes on. Cease and desist orders against J.P. Morgan were served, to put it short. Okay, let me see if I can do another one here, Judy, and then... Okay. Sorry for my slowness tonight, you guys. Okay. Judy, maybe you should do yours.
All righty. This is just the announcement that was in the news for the inauguration. It says, everything that happens on Monday is ceremony and show, says presidential historian Carl Sofranza Anthony. The official inauguration takes place just before noon Sunday in the Blue Room, one of the smaller rooms off to the main foyer of the White House residence. The guests will be members of Obama's immediate family, plus a prominent government official, Chief Justice John Roberts, who will administer the oath to the president. Also present, a small media pool. The Sunday swearing-in may take less than 5 minutes. Roberts delivers the oath. That's it. No speeches or presidential remarks are planned. It's not likely to last very long, said White House spokesman Jay Carney. Earlier on Sunday at 8 a.m., Vice President Biden will have a separate swearing-in at the U.S. Naval Observatory at the Vice President's official residential office. Supreme Justice Sonia Sotomayor will swear in Biden for his second term. Obama and Biden will host an inaugural reception on Sunday. That's it. It just talks about this is only the second or third president that's had two swearing-ins, one on Sunday and one on Monday. That's all.
Captain? Go ahead, Captain.
I got to add on to that, Judy. I think that's a very, very good observation about that. You know that Sunday is the official swearing-in at 12 o'clock. That will be done privately with the Lincoln Bible. And then on Monday, which is the official holiday of Martin Luther King, and he's going to use the Martin Luther King's family Bible in swearing in on that particular day. And then we also know that George Washington has a birthday on the 22nd. So this is very interesting because it's all coming together. And just think the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Those are all very, very important days. And what I want to say, guys, is this. Just be very mindful of the words that President Obama says when he gives his speech, because I think it's going to be very, very interesting in the words that he used and how he used them. And I'm quite sure it will be about freedom. Finally, this country and the world will be free from the cabal or the Illuminati's. So I'm looking forward toward the this speech and what it says, and I think it'll be very very telling. Now I do understand that that the opening speech is going to be given by Mary Everett. She is the widow of Mary Everett, the civil rights activist who was killed in Mississippi. So she's going to give the introductory to this particular second inaugural address. And I'm looking forward to seeing what she has to say about this particular second term of President Obama. So once again, guys, this should be very interesting. And I pass it over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Captain, stand by because I have some comments I want you to add to, too. And Judy, if you could look on removing the shackles of what you wanted to read. I don't think I have the part you were talking about, but I'll read this part. Maybe you can read your part. You guys, we'll give some excerpts of from Removing the Shackles, American Kabuki site that they posted a lot. These two are the ones that are posting a lot in this last week or two. You know, it goes in spurts. First it was someone, you know, David Wilcock, he wasn't the first, Benjamin Fulford, and then it went to David Wilcock maybe at the same time. Then the wave went over to Drake, and then the wave's here, and it's just moving. But anyway, here's an excerpt from a post on Removing the Shackles, American Kabuki, a couple days ago, regarding, you know, the world changes. Let me see where I want to start. Just a couple paragraphs. I'm reading it because there's intel in there. The public trust does give absolute gratitude and grace and absolute love and peace to the beings known as Poof, American Kabuki, Calliope, and Brian for serving the highest good of the one in unconsciously revealing the point of origin of the boots on the ground, quote unquote. And I don't quite understand that. This right here. Attempting to implement these purported, quote-unquote, interim governments, slavery systems reorganized under code of canceled entity, and its constitution, United States of America, unlawfully and illegally purporting to be Nasera law. Now, we know there's a fake Nasera thing out there. There's been for a while. with authority to release prosperity funds inclusive of those to St. Germain's Trust. Hence the failure of official announcement of Boehner. Okay, hence the failure of official announcement of Boehner. He's the Speaker of the House as the interim president. The beings known as Barack Obama, St. Germain, and others have known from the beginning what the public trust was and is doing, and they had knowledge. They have knowledge of the methods and means used by the public trust to secure, guard, preserve, and protect the one. And on December 24th, that's around Christmas time, right, 2012, the public trust did officially notify them that the public trust was ready. Them is President Obama and others. That the public trust was ready to initiate the public announcement process to, quote-unquote, unlock the hidden value and law by assisting the one to consciously know that they be and consciously choose by their free will how they want to do. So that's just saying that the public trust on December 24th notified President Obama and others, and they know President Obama knew about the trust a long time ago, that the trust is the foundation, the paperwork that trumped the bad guy's treasonous stuff in the UCC codes. And then apparently Boehner, anyway, they were trying to fake it or something, but I wanted to read that to you. Okay, Judy, I know you had a part two you wanted to add. And then Captain May, too.
It was a little bit too long. Why didn't you just go to Captain? I'll see if I find something else.
Okay, but you can just say a little bit about it.
I'd rather just wait. Thanks.
Okay. Also, there's a new David Wilcock post 2 or 3 days ago this week. It's this week's news, so you guys can go to Divine Cosmos for that. And there's another story one. I'm just trying to find it. I'm sorry I'm having trouble, you guys. Maybe it's this one. Here it is. Okay. I typed this last night when I was listening to Drake and David Windmiller. And just know this is just what I got from my heart and my thoughts. I could be completely wrong, but David Windmiller, the correct language, 3 years. In China, they have ordered the correction through the schools, working with trade partners. Need our language changed back to the original now language. This is one of the changes that is big. Okay, this is one of the changes I read on Diamonds Forever. Remember that time wave timeline article I read, very scientific, and it said that at the end of December we'll be going through revolutionary changes, for example, like a new language. It changed, for example, like the Industrial Revolution stuff. Well, this is, I think, what we're seeing. Two examples now, the One People's Trust and this David Wynn thing. And there's more, too. I can't think of them right now. So we'll bring more. We'll talk more about that on Saturday.
Could I add something, too, on that, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay. For those who have computers, I highly recommend that you go to YouTube.com and look up Dr. Kishi. That's K-E-S-H-E, Dr. Kishi, update for January 13. He has a new update about the free energy. I think you'll find it very, 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 very interesting. He's getting ready to make his move that every person on this planet will have a little black box that you will set inside your home. And so, like, whenever you want to use electricity, all you got to do is go to that outlet and plug in, and you got free electricity, no more electric bill. So I highly recommend that you go to YouTube.com and look up Dr. Kishi's update for January 13, 2013. I think you'll find it very interesting. The video is roughly about an hour and 30 minutes long. Thank you.
Okay. I'm trying to find what I wrote. Judy, do you have any other stories? While I'm looking here.
No, I don't.
I have two more. But I need Captain or you guys, somebody to talk while I get this up. Sorry, you guys, technical difficulties tonight. It was something other intel that was this week that I wrote. What was it, Captain? Oh, it was something to do with some of your intel, remember? You said a long time ago. Oh, yeah, I just want to bring this forth because I don't know if you guys remember, but, oh, 3 or 4 weeks ago, Captain said, you know, watch for the inauguration. When he signs in, he's going to be signing in. He'll be signing in to be the new, maybe not the new common law president. Who knows if he's going to stay long-term still. There may be an interim government. I don't know. But he'll be the one that's going to be announcing disclosure and all that. He said that 3 weeks ago or so. I thought of that. That was even before this One People's Trust came out, and then they started giving some intel regarding that. So that's interesting.
And Elizabeth, I must say this to everybody. I want people to have an open mind and think about at the inauguration address that's going to happen on Monday. We may have a visitor at the inaugural address. I don't know whether or not that visitor will speak or not, but from what I understand, that visitor will be there.
And we
and
should see him.
I don't mean a visitor that's coming in from China or Russia or from anywhere else, but I'm talking about a visitor from the stars. And this visitors will look exactly like us.
That's what I'm saying. We won't be able to tell because he'll look just, or she'll look like us. Anyway, so.
This visitor will look exactly like us. So just be prepared when the cameras look around, when the cameras start to go around the room of the different people, we may see one of these individuals.
Oh, okay. Do you have any other intel, Captain?
Not at the moment, Elizabeth. If you want to switch it over to Judy,
How will we know, Captain? How will we know if they're from stars, if they look like us?
Oh, that's a very good question, Judy. Let me say this, guys. There are certain characteristics of these beings that look like us, but there's a difference that you can tell. If there's ever a zoom in on the face of these individuals, what you're going to find is the eyes. The eyes are, the pupil of the eyes are a lot larger than usual. Okay? You know, our pupils, you know, are small. Their pupils are a little bit larger than usual. Very, very unusually large, and their eyes are very, very vivid. Also, galactics, they don't have fingerprints, and they don't have navels. Like we have navels in the middle of our stomach. Well, they don't have navels, and they don't have fingerprints. That's how you tell the difference between galactics and human. But they look exactly like us. They are our relatives from the stars, and for what I was told, they will be at the inaugural address.
What are they going to do there? Anything?
I have no idea if they're going to be introduced, but I do know that they're going to be there. So that should be very interesting.
Well, I think it'll be too soon to be introduced, but I don't. That's just my opinion. We got to get through this shocking stuff first, because that's another shocker to a lot of people. But that's my opinion. Who knows, right, Captain?
That's right.
But they still may be around and be at the ceremony. Who knows that, too? I mean, that's plausible.
Well, you know what? You know, they have always been here, Elizabeth. It's the fact.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We just never have been exposed to them until recently.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see how that turns out.
Yes, thank you. So we can have some things to look for. I like watching those events on TV, even though a lot of it's propaganda, everything, you know. But, you know, people can watch something, even if it's propaganda. God, Creator, He's big. He's bigger than anything. All things are possible with Him. So you can watch something that is totally horrendous or what you think is the dark cabal stuff, but you can see good, you can see signs in there of the positive, too. And you can also see the signs of the negative. So it's called polarity. We have good and we have what people call bad. We can see both. You know, we can see good out of a bad thing. We can see bad out of a good thing. Okay, I'll stop. Okay, that's my little tidbit. But let's leave you with these little questions here. It's called 50 Questions That Can Help Free Your Mind. I'll just read 4 or 5 of them. Have you ever seen insanity where you later saw creativity? What is something you know? Or what is something you know you do differently than most people? How come the things that make you happy don't make everyone happy? What is one thing have you not done that you really want to do? What's holding you back? The world changes and the money, right, guys? Anyway. Are you holding on to something you need to let go of? Let's see. Do you push the elevator button more than once? Come on now. Do you really believe it makes the elevator faster? Oh. Well, thank you guys for attending the 30-minute weekly world news update with Intel from Captain and Company on the Diamonds Forever call. Is there anybody out there who would like to add any news that they have that we didn't cover this week? Just *6 to add.
Well, I have nothing else to add onto that. Elizabeth, I just want to say thank you for coming to the call. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next Thursday evening. And don't forget, we have a Saturday call as well. So we'll see you Saturday at 1 o'clock
call?
Central Standard Time.
Right. Our next Diamonds Forever call is on Saturday at 1 Central. And the reference number for today's call is number 24. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Love ya.
I'll go ahead and stop the recording.